How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use that power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Hello.
Microphone. All right. I apologize, folks. Yeah, my mic is shorting out. I have to get it fixed, and I've just been so darn busy. But hey, folks, welcome back. You're on Republic Broadcasting. This is Corporation Nation. I'm Clint, your host. We're talking to Mike King from TomatoBubble.com. That's TomatoBubble.com. Now, Mike, I really wanted you to talk about your career as a Madison Avenue marketing guy. Now, I had a similar type of situation, although not for 30 years like you, but you know, I was a sound editor, sound designer in Hollywood. I worked for a bunch of people that I shouldn't have been working for, doing a lot of, you know, what can only be called propaganda, video games, commercials, movies, etc., putting the sounds, top company. And I just realized one day I just couldn't do this anymore, that I was part of the problem and wanted to be part of the solution. And so I quit. And I'm just curious about what your story is, because obviously marketing is basically a mix of cognitive dissonance and fallacy. So that probably explains why a lot of you started your book, which was The God of Logic, with all the fallacies. So tell us about marketing.
Well, sure. But let me clarify. I didn't work on Madison Ave. I mentioned in my description Madison Ave type marketing acumen. I could have worked in Madison Ave, but I was basically have worked independently in banking, no less. And I used to generate many sales and leads using various marketing campaigns, designing ads. But my specialty was to write compelling literature and letters to, draw people in. I mean, I never did anything dishonest, of course. I would consider the work I did as a positive propaganda. The word propaganda is really neutral. It all depends, you know, what you're leading people to. So propaganda could be positive or negative, but I never ripped people off, but I did know how to touch certain emotional buttons in order to get the response that I wanted. So I did that for a living, and, you know, that definitely helps, gives me an insight as to all of the crap that goes on in our society that comes out of the news media. So I think my experiences in life really prepped me, got me to this point where, you know, this is what I do. I mean, I'm a city kid. I was raised with street smarts. And then you throw in the advertising career and the knowledge of marketing. So I like to think I have a real nose for sniffing some of this stuff out. And, part of that traces back to working in marketing, because that's, make no mistake, when you watch the nightly news, they're not there to inform you. That is marketing. They are there to sell you something. And unfortunately, what they're selling is very bad. It's degeneracy. It's usury. It's war. And whatever other vice you can think of.
Sure. You don't necessarily think of what's being said to you on the news as a sales tactic. And like you say, the things they're selling aren't products, but things like war, and to imagine someone actually, you know, being paid to propagate and propagandize war as a almost like a sellable product is pretty frightening. And it people don't see it. That's the problem. It's very difficult to watch such an organized broadcast and say, and not come out of it feeling, you know, whatever the feeling is designed to provoke, which is either patriotism, let's go kill a bunch of Arabs, let's go kill, you know, this, let's get, you know, Russia, World War, whatever it is that they're trying to. So a lot of times that goes back to banking. I mean, how do you recover from a war? Well, gosh, the IMF, the Internet, the United Nations will be there to you know, fund, loan money to everybody who needs to come out of the war situation. So it is a sales job. It is a con job when you're talking about the news. It is, you're right, it's not news. It's,
yeah, I call them infomercials.
Yeah.
Now, And the tactics are very clever. I mean, it starts at the very beginning with the music. If you'll notice, whether it's ABC, CBS, NBC, or the Sunday morning talk shows, the intro music is always like bombastic. Dun, 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 dun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that plays a role that just kind of, it grabs your attention. This, you know, the back in the day, this is what the kings would do when they made an announcement. They would have the trumpets blare. There's a psychology there. They hit you with that bombastic music, and it puts you in a receptive state, as if to say there is some great authority is about to speak. Listen up.
Absolutely. You know, I remember, because I was in the business, a lot of people would be like, they're watching TV, they're in the trance that they're supposed to be, and then all of a sudden, bam, the commercial comes on, and they intentionally play the commercials louder than the actual thing you're watching. And so when the commercial does come on, it's designed literally to take you out of that trance. First thing you hear is a big boom, or what, like you said, the trumpets play, and all of a sudden you're thinking, oh. And somehow, generally, the commercial has something to do with the audience that's watching the show or the show itself. And it just all kind of blends together. There was a lawsuit there, that actually forced them to tone it down a bit, because the commercials were coming in so much louder than the actual shows that they were showing that it was like disturbing. It was scary for people. So, and people always ask, gosh, why is the commercial so loud? I mean, you know, it's actually pretty obvious. What do you think about it?
Yeah. It's an art form.
Yeah, it truly is, I'll tell you. And I'm glad I was behind the scenes to see it, because...
Yeah.
well, let's go into some of your other work, because... You actually have some really great stuff. One of my favorite things that you did was, I don't remember the name of it. I'm sure you'll recognize it, but it was basically a spoof, if you will, a sort of a mock play that you created where Oprah Winfrey interviews Adolf Hitler.
Yes, that's called Hitler Visits Oprah.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's actually my favorite work. I managed to create a fusion between solid scholarly research education with entertainment. I mean, there's funny, there's a lot of jokes in there, but make no mistake, I mean, it is a ton of solid information.
It is.
And, you know, it starts out, Oprah welcomes Hitler onto the show, and the people are screaming, Nazi fascist, kill him, they're throwing things on the stage. Oprah's trying to calm the audience down, and then finally they commence with the interview. But as it progresses, it's quite lengthy. I mean, it's up like 130 pages, lots of pictures too. You know, throughout the process, he wins over the audience, and I made it a point for Hitler to speak in his own words and his own tone. I mean, indeed, many of his answers were actually taken from his speeches.
Right, right.
And I tried to mimic his style. And what nobody can take away from this work is that if Hitler was indeed able to come and do an interview with Oprah, this is exactly what he would say and how he would respond to every one of her questions. Whether someone wants to believe him or not is up to them, but as far as what he would say, I truly believe I did a very accurate portrayal of his thoughts and opinions and how he would explain himself. And like I said, many of his answers are actual quotes. And Oprah just grills him on everything from the beginning of the war with Poland and the invasion in the West of Belgium and Holland and then Russia and the Holocaust, so on. I mean, everything. It's very comprehensive.
Well, I like I enjoyed the first sort of dialogue between Oprah and Hitler. You know, he comes out and the crowd's just yelling, you know, Nazi bastard, anti-Semite, kill him, kill him, kill him again. You know, you described that. And then I think this is the funniest part of the whole thing. Oprah, you know, you can just imagine that. Oprah. I'll just leave it at that. She's like, settle down, people, settle down. I don't like him either, but he is our guest. I'm sorry for the rude reception, but you knew it was coming. And Hitler, basically what you did, and I thought this was brilliant, is to basically portray him in the Jesus mode, where he says, oh, it's quite all right. Forgive them, Frau Winfrey, for they know not what they do. That is so, I mean, that is perfectly setting the tone for the rest of the article.
I really enjoyed doing this. I mean, I enjoy doing all my pieces, but, you know, there's always an element of work and labor to them. But I tell you what, this one, it was just fun, and I don't know, it was kind of eerie. I almost felt as if I was channeling something from the other world and his words just came through. But if you go back and read a lot of his like speeches and writings, the style is very similar. I had a lot of fun with this, and all the feedback I've gotten from readers is, they were entertained and informed at the same time. When you can do something like that, I think of it, you have something special.
Yeah. Well, you dispel a lot of fallacies, which is probably the most important part. She talks about, well, why do you hate all other races? And he's like, what do you mean? I don't hate all other races. Where do you get that from? You're not telling the truth. It is really well done. Anyway, we'll be back, folks. Stay tuned with more from Mike King.
How's the people living in the street?
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Welcome back, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation. We are talking to Mike King from TomatoBubble.com. Mike wrote this wonderful thing. And I can't tell you how great this thing is, honestly. In fact, I think it was one of the first ones that I actually saw from you, Mike. Hitler visits Oprah. which is just, it's just this classic, I don't know, you guys gotta check it out. Just look, I mean, there can't be that many Hitlerowitz visits Oprah's on the website, but you can go to Tomato.
It's right at tomatobubble.com.
Exactly.
Left side, you can see a free sample.
Yeah,
if people want the whole, it's, you know, for a small donation, they can read the whole of it, but just the sample's worth it.
I you know, and the way you presented this again is you know, Hitler basically dispelling all of Oprah's really one-sided opinions, and it's pretty fantastic. Again, he says, I don't hate other races, respect all peoples, but love your own. And Oprah, you know, Oprah, Eric, here's a black woman who supports black causes. She says, but you favor Aryans, correct? And Hitler says, of course I do. Who else is going to look after our interests and safety? Of course, this is after the International Jewish Congress and all, you know, everybody's, the New York Times says boycott Germany, and there's an economic boycott war against Germany, and he's looking out after his own people. Oh, shame on him. Mr. Obama. Hitler laughs. Is there a problem with naturally identifying with one's own people? After all, in June of 2013, you yourself donated $12 million to the National Museum of African American History, did you not? And Oprah says, well, yeah, but, and he interrupts, but nothing. I mean, I can just see this being played out, and him dominating this domineering woman. You could have given that money to the European Museum or to white, poor white children. Instead, you showed preference to your own people. You see, Oprah, a natural love and loyalty for one's own people does not equate to hatred of other races any more than love for one's own children equates to hatred of your next door neighbor's children. Oh, you have a point, Adolf, I must confess. And she just keeps getting beat down by her own ignorance. It's just so wonderful. So tell, what happened with the, because you also made this a historical document. You're showing what really happened. A perfect example is the Owens Affair. Why don't you explain what happened there?
Well, yeah, this is really the first big myth that I decided to crack in Hitler Visits Oprah. There was a number of reasons for it, but I think because it's so easy to dispel, it kind of loosens up the soil of a hardened mind. Makes you think, well, gee, if they lied to me about the Jesse Owens affair, what else have I been lied to? But basically, Oprah goes right at him and says, you know, I, as a black woman, took offense what you did to Jesse Owens. He was a guest in your country. You wouldn't even acknowledge him, and so on and so forth. You stormed out of the stadium.
And the headlines were that Adolf snubs U.S. Runners, lads. In other words, they're promoting the fact in the papers that Adolf was a jerk and he snubs Jesse Owens, right?
Right. Everybody knows this story. It's repeated endlessly, especially when they had the Olympics every 4 years, repeated ad nauseum. But I use quotes from Jesse Owens' own book. Owens dispelled this on numerous occasions. He used to be annoyed by it. And, you know, when I present that, and I have Oprah herself read the excerpt, she's just dumbfounded. And apologizes, and after that, you know, her mind is a little bit more open. But the interview proceeds from there. But I'm essentially targeting the reader by opening up with that myth, because it's so easy to dispel, that if, you know, anybody with an ounce of discernment, deduction has got to wonder, well, okay, that's definitely a lie. What else have I been lied to?
Yeah.
So I think they did a good job of setting a tone for the interview, and it goes on from there.
Absolutely. like I said, I can't give you kudos enough for this. It was just, where did you get the idea to do this?
Well, I mean, I originally started with an idea of just going line by line, dispelling all the myths of World War II and Hitler. And then I came up with the idea of doing an interview with the man himself. But then, you know, I can't tell you where some of my ideas come from. They seem to come from the outside. You know, people with a creative bent will explain this better.
Sure.
But they say, hey, why don't I have Oprah do the interview? She's the preeminent, you know, she's the queen of daytime talk, the great interviewer. And it was just such a contrast. You have this politically correct left-wing Obongo lover interviewing Hitler. I just thought the contrast, just the thought itself made me laugh before I even knew how I was going to approach it.
Well, and she goes on, and she's you know, she says you got a lot more to answer for, and he's like, you know, bring it on. And most of what you know is complete BS, so bring it on. You know, talks about his childhood, the war. I mean, he really went all out, and you provide the pictures, and yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, all of my work is very illustration intensive. You'll notice. I use a lot of pictures and a lot of captions. I'm a firm believer in the old adage, a picture's worth a thousand words. I know that from advertising as a fact. You know, when you combine, you know, so many pictures with the text, it really drives the point home and helps people understand. So a lot of people enjoy my work because I use so many pictures, and I spend a lot of time on Google image search looking for that picture that perfectly illustrates the point.
Well, it's amazing
with writing.
All those pictures are out there. I've certainly done the same thing, and it's amazing that all the pictures are there, waiting to be plucked from Google's tree. I mean, they're all there. You know, you can find the prime minister, president, queen, or of every country out there. Being handed or shaking hands with the Orthodox, you know, the Orthodox Jew. You can find it. It's all out there. Everything's out there. So, you know, I'm just curious what your opinion is. We're going to go to a break here pretty quick, but, you know, obviously the international Jewry, the Zionist coalitions that were back then were all behind a lot of this stuff, and we kind of find the same thing happening today. I'm just curious what your take is on Judaism, on Zionism, etc.
Well, you know, when you go to the core of this thing, it is what I call a Jewish mafia. And you can't get around that, you know, even today. I mean, there's just no disputing the ultimate power behind this. I mean, what other country in the world can openly kill on a whim a couple thousand people at a time and not only get away with it, but actually have much of the so-called international community, i.e. the U.S. and its puppets, defend it? I mean, who else could pull a Gaza in this day and age and get away with it, you know? It's just look at the crimes that not only Israel gets away with, but some of the left-wing big shot Jewish organizations in this country get away with. The domination of Hollywood, the domination of the Federal Reserve. And when I say domination, I mean domination. There is no exaggerating the control that they have over Hollywood, the news media, and the Federal Reserve, and even academia, and book publishing.
And companies' CEOs, and every other bank, and every other... Yeah, it's pretty incredible. The most incredible part, though, you got to admit, especially from a marketing background, is that they're still the victims. They're still the victims. That's an amazing feat. We'll be back. We'll talk more about that when we get back.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world. And so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
All right, folks, welcome back. Talking to Ned and Mike King from TomatoBubble.com. We've talked about several of his publications, which he offers a little hint at, and then asks for a small donation. It's actually a lot of information. Why do you, what? I like the name of the Anti-New York Times. Is there a reason that you chose specifically that title as well?
Well, the Anti-New York Times is a daily, it's a daily blurb. Well, it's an essay. It's a daily essay with lots of pictures, and that's available for the certain donors and monthly subscribers. 90% of TomatoBubble.com is free, but I don't sell advertising. This is how I'm able to keep afloat. Things like this. But what I do each day, Clint, is I have a quick glance at the front page of the New York Slimes, and I'll take... Now, every single day, there's two or three or even four front page stories that are manipulative or false, propaganda, and I'll choose one and I'll do a rebuttal. I'll copy the headline and subheadline of the story, not the whole story, just the headline and the subheadline, because that's what packs the punch, and then I will rebut it. And I mean, I just destroy them on a daily basis. If you read the anti-New York Times every day, you will not only see, you know, what a dangerous and evil institution that Sulzberger family's Times has been for the last 120 years, but you'll also keep up on the world day to day.
Well, you know, we used to do the same thing. Even the local paper, you know, most of the local papers just basically get the media packet from whoever's writing the big stories in the Times or wherever, you know, Wall Street Journal, which, if I'm not mistaken, is now Fox News, right? Murdoch, basically this big monopoly of all these I'll say Jewish monopoly of all these papers. What we noticed is this trend where, especially with things like things that are such large topics that no one has the full picture or the full scope of, is that, like, say, global warming, perfect example. They'll put one article on the front page and another article on the front page that are contradicting each other. Like, literally, the opposite opinions of each other, and they'll call that the news. And you read one, and then you read the next one, and they're diametrically opposed to each other. One says that it's man-made, one says it's not. And it, I swear that our only, you know, conclusion was that they're purposely trying to confuse people. Not just for the sake of confusing them, but with a specific purpose to confuse them enough to where they just don't give a damn anymore.
Exactly. There's actually a line in the classic Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which talks about control of the media and printing so many contradicting stories and complex and complicating what is seemingly simple. So people arrive at the point where they just throw their hands up and decide that it's best just not to have any strong opinions in any matters political. So the deliberate sowing of confusion is definitely part of the agenda. And it works, because people's minds get fried and they just stop looking for truth altogether.
And they end up here with us.
Hopefully.
We hope, yeah. Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that about the, you know, I've read partially the protocols, and they're so disturbing that it's hard to sit down and read them all. It's like reading the report from Iron Mountain or something. It's so hard on the soul when you know, and for the people that argue, oh, well, that's a hoax. I'm like, well, okay, it's one thing to say, you know, it could be a hoax. But if everything in it is true, does it really equate to a hoax anymore?
Well, exactly. I mean, suppose I was to write the autobiography of Clint Richardson, by Clint Richardson. Now, clearly, that would be a forgery, because I'm not Clint Richardson. But suppose, in putting this book together, you know, I hired 100 private investigators and talked to everybody you ever knew since you were a child. Dotted all my I's, crossed all my T's, got every detail right to a T. Yes, technically, it's still a forgery, but it's true, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
That's my personal feeling about the protocols. And Henry Ford, that was his opinion as well. And yeah. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, too.
Interesting, the whole Henry Ford story. I had when the Purple Gang burned down his factory because he was doing, you know, really incredible things with the it wasn't automobiles, it was a health machine. It was called, I can't remember what it was called, but it was actually using this breakthrough just energy, basically, and healing people, curing cancers and stuff like that. And of course, that, you know, that couldn't fly, so the powers that be, the Jewish powers that be, came along and did that. Another interesting story that comes from Dr. H. Ruat, we're both here in Utah, is, and I find this to be very, one of those things that you hear and you're like, oh, okay, that makes perfect sense. The, when the Mormon Church, they do this thing, it's kind of their if you will, their credo. They do baptisms for the dead. That's their temple work, and they literally go in and they, you know, pray and ensure that the people go into the veil and go into the Mormon version of heaven or the planet or whatever. And they very, it's hard to understand, but they literally, they said, okay, we're going to do a baptism for the dead for all of the 6 million Jews that supposedly died in the concentration camps, which of course, I mean, I'd love for you to write about that, but, and it was very, 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 very much a media spectacle. They came out and said, absolutely not. That's against our tenet of beliefs. Of course, most of them are atheists, so I don't know why it would matter, but, absolutely not. We cannot do that. And the whole thing, what nobody ever figured out is that they were asking for the names of the people that were in those camps and that supposedly got, you know, gassed, burned, whatever. That was the big hoorah about the fact that they could, because in order to do the veil ceremony, they had to have the names of the people to pray for and do their ceremony. And that freaked the heck, because they've never released that information, the names and stuff, because they can't. So I just thought that was a really clever, you know, talk about one of those things that just busts a wide open the fallacy. Well, there you go. So,
yeah.
I wanted to ask, you have, I think it's dangerous to be a fan or to put someone on a pedestal, but you seem to have a sort of a like or a love for Putin, for Russia's leader. You have a couple articles, The Talented Mr. Putin, and I know there's a couple others about Putin, and I've noticed that about you, that you kind of like Putin. I kind of try to stay neutral with what I call dictators that are democratically elected. Tell me why you like Putin so much.
Because he is standing firm against what he calls the unipolar world. That's the New World Order. I mean, he has openly condemned the concept of world government. He says nations should remain sovereign. So that's reason number one. Secondly, when he became president, he inherited a mess from Boris Yeltsin. It was a gang of Jewish oligarchs had raped Russia.
Yeah.
And he brought Russia back on its feet. And the way he did that is he cleaned house. These Jewish oligarchs, they ended up in prison or they fled to America, Britain, or Israel.
That's
of course, now our media refers to these criminals. And mind you, back then, even our media acknowledged that, you know, some of these guys were really hardcore crooks. Now they're known as political dissidents, you know.
Mm. Or is it just a continuation of Operation Paperclip, basically, huh?
Well, I mean, he's, there's no doubt that the Jewish mafia, you know, wants to take down, Putin. I mean, you know, it's a long story, but everything he's done is opposed to the New World Order.
We'll cover that when we come back. We're running out of time quick, so stay tuned, folks.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against use them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart.
All right, Blacksmith and the artist. Talking to Mike King today at TomatoBubble.com. Good stuff. So, well, no, you know, I don't pay honestly a lot of attention to the propaganda stuff that goes around with Russia and China and all of that stuff. So tell me about, you know, I'm actually curious, you know, tell me about Putin. I know that he, at one point, where when I was researching a little bit about the world leaders all having Jewish connections, he was the one guy that, you know, like you said, after he cleansed the government of all the Jews, he actually had them come back and take all of their books, all their sacred writings and stuff, because he didn't want them in Russia. I remember he had a sort of a ceremony, which was like part of the cleansing. But I thought that was cool. Seems to be a lot more butch than our pussified leader. But okay,
he's a black belt in judo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that is the pattern Clint, whenever you see a world leader vilified in the Western media, it's because the New World Order can't control him. Hello?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I would definitely encourage you to read The Talented Mr. Putin, which I also reissued in paperback form as The War Against Putin. You could find that at tomatobubble.com, or people could go on Amazon and look for The War Against Putin. Now, as far as this situation that's unfolding in Europe, which, you know, a lot of people now are starting to fear that this could result in an actual war with Russia and China sooner than we think. Let's hope not. But you go back to this Ukraine business. What happened in Ukraine is the United States, the CIA, overthrew a democratically elected government that had turned its back on the European Union. And we instituted a puppet state, and the people in East Ukraine, you know, that would have none of it. And now there's a war going on, and they're killing the people in the eastern Ukraine. That's the true story of events. Russia has done nothing to provoke this.
Right. Well, and you have the whole gas thing, the oil thing, which was definitely designed to harm them. You know, I don't know why people don't understand this notion that this is what America does. I mean, this is we've been doing that since the Civil War, for God's sake. I mean, we did it to our own states. What makes you we occupied literally our own states. You know, Georgia record is really impressive, where they force, even though it's in the state constitution, they force black congressmen into the state congress, you know, into the legislature, even though it's right there in the, you know, in other words, exactly what you just said. They're toppling a democratically elected government and planting their own military officers into the government until they come around and become good little citizens of the nation. We're doing the same thing to every country around the world that, as you say, isn't cooperating with the Zionist agenda. We are the military force of world Jewry, and that's really disturbing to me.
Yeah, we are their bitch. You know, it used to be Great Britain, but after they ended up being used and abused and bankrupt from World War II and lost their empire, that responsibility was transferred to the young and fresh United States. But I mean, that's how they operate. They take over a great power from within, and then they use that power to achieve their objectives. That's how they got their foothold in Palestine. Palestine was part of the Ottoman Turkish Empire, but the Zionists wanted it. But there was no way that they were going to go in and take it, so they were able to get the British to do their dirty work for them. And there's a whole story about that, and that's how we entered World War One. And I don't know if you or your listeners know that story, but what happened is World War One, Germany was winning the war and was offering generous peace terms to the British. The Zionists went to the British. They said, listen, you can still win the war. Here's the deal. We'll get the United States in the war for you. You have to go south, bust up the Ottoman Turkish Empire, and take Palestine. And that deal was made, and that's when the propaganda went full tilt in the United States after World War One. And then when the war ended, the British took over Palestine, and they allowed massive Jewish immigration to go there. And then 20 years later, it became the actual Jewish state. 30 years later. But that's how they do. They get others to fight their battles for them.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there's one thing that I've actually just come to realize just recently, because, and you start defining terms when you're doing research, and you realize, as you start reading, you see all over the place that nations are defined literally as pagan nations. They call them Christian nations, but they're really quote-unquote pagan nations. Nations are where Gentiles are, so they're all Gentile nations. And I figured that, you know, it's one thing to say the Jews, it's one thing to say the Zionists. It's another to realize that the whole purpose of Israel was to actually create a nation, which was to actually take Jews, the good, you know, people who are just useful idiots like the rest of us who are, you know, worshiping whatever their religion is, whether it's good or bad, doesn't matter. Put them in a nation, give them a national identity, which we call Israel or Israeli, and now you have this sect of people that their specialty was never to have a nation. They were international Jews, as Henry Ford put it. Now they have a nation. Now they are, they're basically, the Jews have now Gentiled their own people. You literally have every nation on earth now that has basically Judaized the entire world at this point. I realize that that's a very important step to this quote-unquote New World Order, to this United Nations, because how can you have a United Nations unless all people have been forced into being quote-unquote goy or Gentiles to these elite people that we talk about? And I realize these people are no, you know, in Israel specifically, they're no less guilty than us for their patriotic fervor of their own, you know, nation. As you know, we're just as stupid for worshiping our nation as they are for worshiping their nation. There's even a book called Patriotism and Zionism that explains that patriotism comes from Zionism. I mean, it's the same thing. So, you know, you gotta give a little bit of leeway to the common people that we call Jews, but, you know, not much, but you gotta give some.
Yeah, I mean, they get pounded with a lot of disinformation. I mean, I make the analogy to the Italian mafia. You know, I mean, certainly not all Italians are in the mafia, but that core is a Sicilian-based organization. You know, the only difference is with the Jewish mafia, it's so powerful that they're able to control pretty much their whole people.
Well, it's like you said in the beginning, you know, I think that it's kind of a knowledgeable thing that since most people identify as Christian in this country, well, what does that make us? It makes us tolerable for some reason. That's not really a Christian ideal, but okay. It makes us pushovers. It makes us not, oh, we'll turn another cheek. That's even a mistranslation of the, I mean, well, we're pushovers. So if you create these quote unquote nations that are in name only Christian, well, then you can conquer them.
Well, don't even get me started on what I call the Pinko Pope. We'll get into another time, but this guy is, he's out of left field, literally. I really come to the conclusion that he comes out of that Latin America communist movement that infiltrated the church years ago. But he's all on board with this New World Order. The Pinko Pope is going to be giving an address to the United Nations next year on global warming. Can you believe that?
I'm sure that God will speak through him. Which God, we're not sure. But, yeah, pretty frightening. Hey, one last time, man, give out your websites, how people can join the anti-New York Times, etc.
Okay, well, the website is tomatobubble.com, and it's very easy to navigate. The recent updates page, it's all free, all the updates, and then there's some PDFs where you can read a sample, and you can order if it's for free. But definitely take a look, even if it's just for the free stuff, and signing up for the free newsletter. Tomatobubble.com.
All right, tomatobubble.com. Yeah, I enjoy the actual mailing list updates. I don't get the full versions, but it's good to see what you come up with. All right, Mike, thanks, man. Be well All right. out there in New York. Take care.
I'll be with you.
With financial uncertainty.